This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's do this all over again. Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Love your calls, your questions, your comments. 258-0550 is the easy number. It's a 701 area code. 258-0550. Just to make the call earlier in the week happy. There you go. Glad to do it. You can text Todd or I at 701-367-2054 or 226-8503. A lot of good info via text. Always appreciate that. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm going to start with another story about Mom. So I make sure we get this in before the end of the program. Love your stories. Keep them coming. We're doling out free pie from Village Inn, America's best pie. What says celebration more than pie? What says, Mom, it's our turn. We're going to provide the pie. You don't have to make the pie. It's ours. Village Inn has it. So call them. Go online to villageinn.com or stop and see them.
Did you say key lime?
Key lime is probably, if I had to pick a pie, my favorite. You like key lime pie?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. Hard not to. Hard not to. Their fruit pies are good, too. A strawberry rhubarb is a good one. Don't get me going on the list. We'll have to run over there right now. Some of that pie. It's really good stuff. All right. Chris Ray, we have a pie certificate for you. This hour's winner. One of the lessons my mother taught me was that by not showing fear, you can become brave. My father was the postmaster of our small town, and once in a while, when the rural mail carrier was sick, Mom and I would fill in to deliver the mail. One day, we had to deliver a certified letter to the home of an over-the-road truck driver. The man kept two of the biggest Doberman pincers you've ever seen to protect his wife while he was away. To deliver a certified letter, you have to get a signature, and when we stopped in the yard of this home, the dogs came running, growling and snarling at our car. My mom reached for her door handle. I screamed, Mom, don't go out there. They'll hear us and come out. Oh, fiddlestick, she said, and stepped out of the car. The dogs rushed to her side as she held out her hand and said, calmly, very calmly, down, puppy, stay down now. I couldn't believe it. The dog sat down, watched Mom deliver the letter to the door, had it signed, returned to the car. When she got back, I asked, why did you do that? She said, if they know you are afraid of them, they lose their ability to scare you. She said, adding, then we have an understanding. I love it. So Chris Way is going to get a Village Inn a certificate on us. And a good lesson from Mom. One of the questions we asked is, what lesson most stays with you to this day from your mom? What story do you most appreciate about your mom telling others? Tell us about your mom. Win a free pie from Village Inn. Way to go, Chris Ray. Mom's lesson, not showing fear. That's how you become brave. Isn't that great? We're at Vision Bank today. They have three locations now. In Fargo, this is their newest, actually, in West Fargo, just south of 32nd Avenue on Veterans Boulevard, broadcasting live today to kick off their block party. It's going to be a three-day event. Thursday, they have a big event planned. Beer, burgers, brats starts at 5:30. 32 Below, live on the stage, starts at 6:30. Free admission, costs you nothing, all ages welcome. Tomorrow, a big event planned for the kids, Piper and Scout. They have mascots here at Vision Bank that are beautiful black labs. Kids love them, so they'll be here tomorrow starring along with Penny and Pals. They're doing games galore, you know, the bouncy games, the bouncy house. Penny and Pals live, they do a great performance for the kids and an ice cream truck plus giving away a Razor electric scooter. All that starts at 3:30 tomorrow. Today, the main event is not this show, Todd. It's not the CD of... that. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Is that what this is?
Commodores.
Oh, the Commodores. Oh, I love the Commodores.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I thought you were back to Brick House, because Brick House is doing the food tomorrow night. But, yeah.
That's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
There's a little Earth, Wind, and Fire for you. It's not that kind of CD, though. It's a certificate of deposit special, 12-month CD, 1.05%. Great deal. And the old-fashioned Sloppy Joes are coming out here in less than an hour. 11-1 today. Best of the best. Old-fashioned Sloppy Joes chips and pickles. I'll see if I can wear one. I have my Vision Blue tie on today just for Dan Carey. Dan Carey wears
the
best.
You didn't bring your bib with you there?
My tie will be the bib.
Oh, okay.
That'll do it for the Vision Bank ties. So, all right. Kenny and Garrison's been waiting a while away, and let's get to Kenny here at 800-228-0550, locally at 258-0550. Kenny, what's on your mind?
I live down here in Garrison, and, we have a lumber yard, a hardware store, a grocery store, and a Napa, and several bars, and what else could you want? Anytime I've ever checked up at Menards or up at Walmart or something, yeah, you can buy them for a quarter cheaper, but why not have the convenience, you know? That's why I live down here. Is the convenience. I have everything right at my finger. I can even walk into town and get it. Don't even have to fire the vehicle up. That's just a comment.
If you're in town and could save $10 on something, you're still going to buy it where you live.
You bet.
Yeah.
Most of it, I've always noticed, is like we got our grocery store here. They're always telling us, you know, hey, that's fresh, you know, and it is. A lot of times we got to wait for it to ripen up or something, but that's okay. We know we're getting pretty fresh fruit all the time. The meat's always been pretty good at the grocery store. And we got a meat market down here, too, Myers Meat. Great meat there. So, pretty happy down here in little town versus the big box company.
Good shout-out, Kenny. Thanks for that call. Appreciate it. Others welcome. 258-0550. Small-town grocery store owner told me, says a texter, if half the people from his town that shop at Walmart bought from him, he'd have the same prices in fresher produce. And when was the last time you saw Walmart on the back of a Little League jersey? All right, good one. Another texter, what's worse for the community, Walmart or Amazon? I wonder what the numbers are. Amazon has just got to be crushing it. They are becoming the store that comes to your door, aren't they? So, interesting point. Very interesting point. Especially with the Amazon Prime, you don't pay shipping. It's just, wow. Sorry, guys, but I've had good customer service as recently as yesterday at Walmart. You're not alone there. We've heard that from some others. Freshness, says another texter. You mean all the chemicals inside to keep it looking plastic? They need to call it China Mart, says another texter. Another texter says, buy meat from a local rancher. You know where the cow came from? And usually you know the butcher. And it's usually cheaper than buying your meat from the store. All right. All good points. Let's get back to the phones here in Bismarck. Dean is waiting to weigh in. Hello, Dean. What's on your mind?
Well, I got to make a about my mom. She raised 19 of us, and she still is alive. She's 92 years old. And I guess my mom was always one that, if it had to do plumbing, she would do plumbing. If they had to do electrical, she would do electrical. If it had to do carpentry work, she would do carpenter. And yet she had a garden about the size of most people's yards in town. And she still is alive at 92. At 65, she went and took swimming lessons so she could learn how to swim because she broke her shoulder.
Did that stay with you, Dean? So, like, what? No matter what needs fixing, you just do it because mom did?
That's about it, yeah. That's about it, yep.
I like that story. Hang on, Dean. We're going to get your information, and Manny will take your information there, and we'll put you in the contest for the Village Inn Pies because we have more to give away. Matter of fact, we're giving away one for this hour already, but we have the rest of the week. Friday on the program. Now, remember, this Friday, that's all we're doing. Shout out to Mom. Salutes to Mom. So, really looking forward to that. But, man, if you'd get his address so we can put him in the mix or his telephone number, I guess, whatever's easiest, we'll do that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We had a call that came in during one of the breaks earlier. Want to roll that, Todd?
Scott, just heard you telling about the North Dakotans that have been killed defending the country here in May. Haven't heard it on the news. Why? First I've heard of it.
I don't know. I, you know, there's a lot of folks in media that love to do the one-year anniversary or this or that, or, you know, it's kind of a, you know, easy thing for, I guess, the newsrooms to have up on a calendar, but this would be a good one. This would be a good one, looking back, recognizing the day that North Dakota lost heroes. Don't disagree. Can't answer the question why. We haven't seen it, but maybe this will spark more. Coming up, more of your calls, questions, and comments after this on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayo for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded...
Affordable energy is not an automatic. Reliable energy is not an automatic. It doesn't just happen. Whole lot goes into what's a huge benefit for us as consumers. For one, a lot of good jobs. 15,000 good-paying jobs to get it done. $1 billion in personal income. $3.4 billion in economic impact. Our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. And we're among only 7 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Find out more about all that at Coalition for a Secure Energy Futures website, secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. Back at Vision Bank today for the big block party, my friends. Sloppy Joe's from 11 to 1. We're going to have a grand time today. Looking forward to that. Come on by and say hi and take in all the funds today, tomorrow, and Thursday at Vision Bank, their new West Fargo location just south of 32nd Avenue on Veterans Boulevard. Wadena, Minnesota is where we go next. Deb is on the line. Deb, what's on your mind?
About 7 years ago, an EF4 tornado went through Wadena, Minnesota, and our local Walmart just opened their doors to the citizens to help with the cleanup that morning and for water, whatever we needed. And I thought that was pretty amazing. And that's maybe a side of Walmart that people don't hear about. I also have a comment about Obamacare. I don't know what the libs are talking about. Something has got to change. I have my son and his wife both have full-time jobs, and they get their health care through there, single coverage. But to cover their 3 children would cost them more than their mortgage. So something has to change.
Yeah, the only thing I can figure out, Deb, is that some people are married to the idea of single-payer health insurance. They just want, Canada's healthcare system here. And so Obamacare, they know, is the way to do that. And so they're just going to defend it no matter the black and white evidence of people who've lost coverage, of, companies that have pulled out, of exorbitant increases in premium fees, in deductibles. It's like facts were ignored. It's impossible to even have a conversation with these people who love Obamacare. It is.
It is. And, for example, people are going to die. Well, people are supposedly would die now because they have huge deductibles, huge premiums, so they really don't have coverage now anyway, except for catastrophic care. And that's not insurance.
Couldn't agree with you anymore. Thanks for the call, and others welcome 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. You mentioned Walmart. We talked about that a little bit last hour. I've been just talking about buying local, and do you buy service? Do you buy? Started it actually telling a story about why I bank at Vision Bank with this fellow I'm looking in the whites of the eyes right now, Dan Carey, because when you can deal with the president of the bank and sit down and talk about anything, what would you do, Danny? What I can tell you, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses have started with him and his team here, where people sit down and say, I really want to do this. Here's my dream. How would I do it? That's hard to find in a bank. See, to me, that's a service thing. That's a service thing. I'm not paying attention to what is my checking account cost versus that or any of that stuff. I want that expertise without question. So that's sort of how we got on this topic. And hearing some fascinating stories. Texter says there are many stories of Walmarts coming into smaller towns, running the mom-and-pop stores out of business, and then the Walmart packs up and leaves too. I go to Walmart twice a year, and my parents have never been there. Interesting. I've not heard a story of Walmart coming in and leaving, but maybe that happens. Where does that happen?
There haven't been many, but there have been some.
Like around?
Not a lot of them, but...
Like North Dakota? Minnesota? Or ones you know of?
Southern Minnesota.
I believe you. I just haven't.
Not aware of one in North Dakota. But.
Another emailer says, I can tell you, as a matter of fact, in the Bismarck Mandan community, the local Walmarts, Sam's Club, Panera Bread, Dan's Super Value feed hundreds of people daily through their generous donations to local food pantries and soup kitchens. So I encourage people to support these businesses as they give so much back to the community. They are not evil. There are many other generous businesses that also donate food and other items. But if we lost these businesses, the food pantries and soup kitchens would suffer tremendously. Thanks for the call, or the email, I guess. Dexter, talking earlier about the right or wrong to ask how much refugees cost, but every government entity know what welfare costs them. Is that profiling? Racist? Discriminatory? Thanks, and have a good day. All right, let's unpack that a little bit. Talking about right or wrong to ask how much refugees cost, but every government entity knows what welfare costs them. Is that profiling? Racist? Discriminatory? Yeah, that's the same thing. Folks, I'm reading this story about 15 times, and I'm thinking, I don't get it. Here's what they're saying about Dave Pepcorn, Fargo City Commissioner, who was asked for a report on the cost of refugee resettlement. Evidently, the information he's asking for is not information most departments consider or gather. Well, isn't that convenient? Commissioner Pepcorn is insistent on getting all the data, saying what's been presented so far is the tip of the iceberg. He started raising questions on refugee resettlement last fall, instigating a six-month study because he believes the resettlement program is an economic burden and public safety concern. But the data doesn't prove that. Why don't people want us to know these numbers? This is public tax money, he asked yesterday. Meanwhile, Abdwali Sharif, a former refugee from Somalia residing in Fargo, challenged Pepcorn after the commission voted to receive and file the Finance Committee report, and also criticized Mayor Tim Mahoney for allowing Pepcorn to discriminate and carry out this data hunt. He said, quote, "Everyone should know by now that he is not doing it for the right reason. He is doing this to marginalize refugees, and I'm shocked the city and the mayor has not done anything to prevent such behavior that enables discrimination of thousands of its residents." How is it discrimination, my friends? To say, I want to know the data. The fact that this isn't collected is ridiculous. That's the story, if nothing else. This should be simple data. The data may, in fact, prove that refugees contribute more than come out. You can do a workforce study. You can do a lot of things, but you're missing basic data. Is it discriminatory to ask for? Gosh, I don't think so. I really don't. I don't think so. No. Lisa in Devil's Lake has a story for us. Lisa, tell us about your mom.
Hi, good morning. My mom was a wonderful lady. She passed away 7 years ago today on Mother's Day. And I just wanted to share a story about her. She was in the hospital a couple months before she died, and she was the most selfless person. She wanted to have a pizza party for her nursing staff that was taking care of her at the time. So from her hospital bed, she put together a pizza party, had me bake cakes and everything for her. And she was just a very giving person, and I strive to be like her.
Wow, that's sweet. Well, I'm sure this day is tough for you every year. Glad you shared the story, Lisa. Hang on. We'll get your information so we can put you in for the Village Inn Pies. Keep those stories coming, folks. We appreciate them.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This week's guest is Senator John Hovind of North Dakota. We asked Senator Hovind how the protesters and eco-terrorists were successful in getting their message out during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
It was a very well-funded enterprise. You had something like 31 different environmental groups that were providing substantial funding for this protest. And the irony is that we see a lot of very affluent people, oftentimes from the coast, maybe from New York, from California, also a lot of movie actors that are high profile, and they get involved in these issues, and they have, in essence, a cause, they have a lot of money, they have a platform, but they don't really delve into the underlying factual basis of what's going on.
That's Senator John Hovind for his take on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline is complete. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
What's on your mind? Live at Vision Bank today for the big block party. Grand opening of their new West Fargo location is here. Of course, many folks remember the location on 25th Street South, South Fargo, and then the North Fargo branch was added, and now the West Fargo location. So Vision Bank's growth continues, and they're celebrating with a block party today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We're doing Sloppy Joe's coming up here in a little bit. Chips and pickles, too. You can't do a Sloppy Joe without pickle. Dan Carey, the president of Vision Bank, is here getting all the final touches ready. Congratulations on a beautiful new location.
Thank you.
This is beautiful.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome being in West Fargo. We needed to get to West Fargo. We're celebrating our 15th year in South Fargo, 10th year in North Fargo. Needed to get to West Fargo, so we're finally here. We got a lot of great clients out here, and so we're excited to bring this new venue to them.
This part of West Fargo is just phenomenal. I mean, for folks that are traveling 94, come off on Veterans Boulevard, go just a little bit south, and you won't believe it. It's just, most of this is new in the last 2 years. It's phenomenal.
It's booming. It's booming, and it's a great place for us to be with a bank. And so we're excited to bring this new venture to the West Fargo community. We're excited about our staff. We have full services out at this location. And we actually, just because of our growth, needed the space for some of our operations people as well. So this location, we've occupied just over 8,000 square feet, and it's really been needed for our growth as an organization. So we're really thankful for doing banking in Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, and the region. And we're very thankful for all of our patrons because they've done a great job supporting our organization's growth.
What sets Vision Bank apart? Folks have a lot of choices when it comes to financial institutions. All of North Dakota is a busy banking, state where there's a lot of choices. But for folks, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, what do you think you're most proud of?
I think it's the connection to our clients. I think what's gone on with banks as they've gotten bigger is they've lost that connection to their clients. We feel strongly about always being able to maintain that relationship with our clients. And the small business community is a big thing for us. We are a small business. We identify with them. We do the strategic planning with them. We're vested. We like it. And so I think we bring a little bit different style to that. And we also are just down-home bankers. I mean, we know our clients. When they walk in the door, we know their names. They see the dogs. They know where their favorite beverage is in our shop. And so we continue to do that, and it doesn't matter how big we get, we're going to never lose that connectivity to our clients. That's what separates us from other folks. Lots of great banks in this region. We're just trying to cut out our little niche and do well by the clients that we serve.
Well, thanks for having us, and look forward to a great block party kicking off today and going through Thursday.
Thank you.
You bet. Dan Carey and his team here at Vision Bank, great group of folks. As I said, over 15 years, yours truly doing business here at Vision Bank, but really looking forward to this new West Fargo location. Old-fashioned Sloppy Joe's Chips and Pickles, 11 to 1 today. Tomorrow, Piper and Scott will be here. The kids will love that, along with Penny and Pals, Games Galore, Bouncy House, Ice Cream Truck. And then Thursday, Beer, Burgers, and Brat start at 5:30, and then 32 Below Live on the Stage starts at 6:30. Should be great fun. We're pleased to welcome to the program our first conversation with a candidate for governor in Minnesota, and there are a few of them looking to bring Minnesota back to its roots a little bit. Matt Dean from Delwood, Minnesota, state representative there, joining us on our Newsmaker line today. Matt, how are you?
Awesome. Great to be with you today.
Glad to have you on the program today as well, and excited to watch what unfolds in Minnesota. Let's start with what needs to be fixed. Where has Minnesota gone off the rails in your view?
Well, I don't think we've gone off the rails, but I think we've lost track a little bit. If you look at what created all of the wealth in Minnesota 100 years ago, it's basically the same as today. That's growing stuff, making stuff, and healing people. And whether you're harvesting timber, agricultural minerals, if you're in manufacturing, or if you're in medicine, that's really what created what is Minnesota and our economy and our prosperity. And all three are really under attack right now. And so if you're a farmer, if you're a doctor, if you're a manufacturer, if you're a miner, if you work in timber, you really understand that in Minnesota. And we really have to get back to reality here and start to get back to the Minnesota way. I spent a lot of my time in healthcare. I've traveled around the state a lot, and I've seen what has happened to medicine in Minnesota. We've got the highest quality healthcare in the world, not just the country, but the world. And we've got great doctors, hospitals, clinics, and we need to reconnect them to Minnesotans who have been separated from them by just a goofy government that broke it. So that's what I've been working on, trying to really kill Obamacare in Minnesota and bury it and replace it back with the Minnesota way, something that works.
I want to ask you a little bit more about the Obamacare effort you've undertaken. Before I do, I grew up in Minnesota. I graduated from Montevideo High School in 1983. I don't remember Minnesota being anti-business, but what you described there is people in industries feeling as though they're really under attack. You know, and I've heard that firsthand from businesses that just sort of
sure.
want to take more and more and more and more to the point where it doesn't make sense to do business there. How do you fix that? How do you right size that?
Well, some of it you can do quickly, and some of it you have to do over time. But little things are big things, and if farmers and if businesses and risk takers think that the state is pulling away from them, is leaning in the other direction, is hounding them with picky rules and jumping down their throat and into their wallet, they're not going to expand. They're not going to buy the farm next door. They're not going to do the things that we need to do to grow the economy. If you drive around Fargo and then you drive around Moorhead and you look at the cars and the manufacturing companies, the cars are going to be nicer on the Fargo side than on Moorhead side, because the industry is leaning in that direction right now, and that might be great for the Dakotas, North and South Dakota. Sioux Falls, it just bugs me. They do commercials over here. They used to with Sioux Falls Development, and they, you know, come to Sioux Falls, bring your company here, and you can still watch the Vikings. And boy, if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan and you're a Minnesotan and you really want businesses to grow and prosper in Minnesota, that hurts because you really want your state to do well. But if you feel like the government is kind of leaning against you, if you're a farmer, if you're a manufacturer, if you're a doctor in your hospital, really that's what people feel right now. and we need to just tip it back in the other direction. And because I say little things are big things, and intention is very, very important. So that if you're growing stuff, you're making stuff, or you're healing people, we want to be on your side again.
Chatting with Matt Dean, who's a candidate for governor in Minnesota. Let's talk about Obamacare. I have a hard time remembering any time I agreed with Mark Dayton on much of anything. I just the rhetoric that comes out of that guy and the lack of any cohesive sort of policy other than just spend, and, you know, is unbelievable. But I was pretty amazed that he had the fortitude, I don't know if it was a slip of the tongue or what, to say that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act were no longer affordable. What was that all about?
Well, Mark Dayton's the richest guy I know, and if he thinks it's unaffordable, then it's unaffordable. So you really understand where we're at. And in greater Minnesota particularly, if you write a check for health care, whether you're a small business or a farmer or an individual, you really lost the ability to buy an individual insurance policy. So you got something with a high premium, high deductible, high copay, and you're probably going to have to drive through, you know, three other towns to get to something in network. It really broke in Minnesota. We had before Obamacare, we had coverage for pre-existing conditions. We had coverage for people with low income that was subsidized. You could be on your parents' plan through 25. Excuse me. So we had really met all of the goal, and you had a choice of five plans in most parts of Minnesota. So we had really met all of the goals of Obamacare before Obamacare came. Now, if you're in greater Minnesota, you really don't have any choice for an individual health care plan. You have high premiums, high deductibles, high copays, and you have to drive by your old hospital, your old doctor, and your old clinic, maybe one or two towns away to try to get to something in network. So you're paying more and you're getting less. Everybody understands that in Minnesota. If you're in small business, if you are a farmer, no matter who you are, you get that. You understand that. And I think that played a huge part in the election results that we saw in Minnesota last time, because I traveled all over the state last summer, and that's what I heard everywhere I went.
Let's get you a comment here from a listener that called in from a 218 area code. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Yes, morning. I have a comment on you're talking about Obamacare and the premiums they're paying. The people that are defending that, someone just said there, makes a lot of sense. If they're defending this, I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that 99.9% of them are not paying that premium. Someone else is paying it for them, and they don't want to change that. And that could be what's going to happen. Another thing, I think Governor Burgum should instruct his attorney general to file suit against the people causing the pipeline protest to damage. He knows who they are. Sue them individually. They have the money. They know who they are. Why should the taxpayers foot the bill? Thank you.
I appreciate the call on the Obamacare thing. Do you think that's a plausible reason for why people are supporting Obamacare? Somebody else is paying the tab for them?
Well, if you are if you're a hospital, you understand that if people are on a public program, they get reimbursed less. So we can't afford to put more people on government programs for health care because it's going to close down our small hospitals in greater Minnesota. That's just a fact. Also, people who are on a public program, basically Obamacare was supposed to increase coverage for people, but actually it just increased the usage for people on public programs or shifted them around from one public program to another. So it really didn't do anything significant to impact access or affordability in Minnesota. And the only way that it really did impact it was to make it more expensive and more scarce for middle-class Minnesotans who pay their own bills. That's really what happened. If you're on Medicaid, you had choice before. You could go to wherever you wanted. You could knock on the front door of the Mayo Clinic and be seen and be treated with no premium, deductible, or copay. That doesn't change today. But if you are on private health insurance and you used to be able to go to the Mayo Clinic if something bad happened, God forbid, to you or a family member, now you're out of network and you're out of luck. And oh, that's amazing. Really what I'm seeing. So I agree with the caller.
Keep fighting, Matt. Appreciate you doing this, and hope you get to every corner of Minnesota to make this case. We look forward to following your campaign and fixing this.
I appreciate it. I got a daughter up in Crookston. I'm up in the 7th Congressional District a lot, so I got my helmet on and my mouth guard in. I'll come up and say hi.
All right, please do. More coming up from Vision Bank. After this.
12th and 13th, music stars and classic cars at the Hop Rock and Roll Festival coming to Minot, Mesa's Pepsi Arena for two fun-filled evenings. Doors open both nights at 5:30 with concerts beginning at 7. Friday night's lineup will include Chubby Checker,
Angel,
Johnny Tillotson,
Angel,
and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. While Saturday night will be filled with performances by Brian Hyland, Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon. Not to mention, Rocky and the Rollers will perform both nights with special guest Al Brady. Get your tickets today online at visitminot.org, minotaurushockey.com, and at all Marketplace food locations. To find out more information, call 701-857-8225. That's 857-8225. You're going to have a blast, man.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Best cookies on planet Earth. I'm telling you what. If you want a great cookie, they've got this down. They got the cookies down at PetroServe USA. They got a lot of things down. That 4-for-4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. But if you just want to do the cookie thing, you want to bring some home, want to do a little Mom's Day celebration, whatever. PetroServe USA, locally owned. Valley Dairy Store is part of that family now as well in Grand Forks. We are at Vision Bank today. Chris Berg from Point of View here in just a moment. But first, we have to check in with Natalie Tookshire to tell us about all the fun things that are happening here. Congratulations on this beautiful new location, Natalie.
Thank you. We want to invite everybody to come out to the new West Fargo location of Vision Bank. Today, we're feeding people from 11 to 1 with old-fashioned sloppy joes, and we have some great CD specials. Tomorrow, everybody's invited back for Kids Day. We'll have bouncy houses, Penny and Pals, ice cream truck, and all kinds of fun there. And Thursday night, we will be having 32 Below live on stage, and Brutus Brookhouse will be serving beer, burgers, and brats.
Nice. That starts about 5:30 on the...
Yep, about 5:30 we'll serve food, and the band should be on stage by 6:30.
Thursday. A real live block party with live music.
Real live block party.
And how much does that cost?
It's free to get in.
Free!
Just come have some fun.
Wow, that's a great deal. Somebody just texted me, you've got me hungry for Sloppy Joe's.
Come on over.
He says, now a trip to Walmart for a couple of items. Tying in a couple of topics for today's show. I'd say forget Walmart. Just get on over to Vision Bank at West Fargo.
Yep, come over to Vision Bank and celebrate just off of Veterans Boulevard.
Until 1 today.
Until 1 o'clock today.
So depending on where you're listening, you have a chance, you have a shot of making it. So come on by, and then they're free. They're on us. Thanks, Natalie. Good to see you.
Thanks.
Having a great time at Vision Bank today. Their West Fargo location will be serving up the Sloppy Joes, the pickles, the chips, the whole thing. And I guess these just Sloppy Joes are just, you know, the best. So, really extra special Sloppy Joes. I'll be wearing them on my Vision blue tie, as a matter of fact. Chris Berg of 630 Point of View is here. Got a busy show tonight with Governor Doug Burgum and all these things that are happening on the Point of View. Hello, sir. Welcome back. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great, but you got me hungry as well talking about Sloppy Joes, and there's nothing better than those PetroServe USA cookies. I mean, I could eat those things with every meal.
They are just the best. They are.
Aren't they, though? I don't know what they do to cook them just right every time. They've got the perfect, like, dough density, and they're just, ugh.
Yeah, they really do it up well. Caller called earlier with a comment about last night's show, so we'll give you a chance to respond to that first. Go ahead and roll that.
After watching last night's 630 POV, it's obvious the smearing of Dave Pepcorn has begun. It is being led by KVLY, the local left, and the recallers.
All right. So, first of all, what happened last night?
So, Bradford Eric went on and did a story. He's one of our reporters, and he looked at, it's kind of a we report, you decide, if we can steal that for a moment, where the situation is Dave Pepcorn has been a city commissioner since, like, 2008, then he was gone for a couple of years, but Dave's got a business in downtown Fargo. So for people out there listening, if you had a business in a downtown, your downtown community or near it, and you were on a commission that could vote on tax exemptions for businesses in downtown, that would obviously raise the value of properties downtown. The question is that a conflict of interest? So Dave Pepcorn's the chairman of the Tax Exempt Review Committee. So he's the person running that show. And so knowing that he's got a business downtown, been down there for 15 years, and the fact that he's voting on things that could obviously impact and increase the value of his downtown property, the question posed last night is, hey, are you okay with this, or do you think Commissioner Pepcorn should have recused himself? And that's what we looked at. If that's a, you know, laying out the facts and asking that question is a smear, then obviously that person's entitled to their point of view. How's that for a pun?
Yeah, maybe the thought is that because of these, you know, the issue that was before last night's city commission related to this report that Dave Pepcorn's doing, which, by the way, I think the accusations against him of being, you know, racist because he's asking for data is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Absurd.
Yeah.
It's absurd. And that's why, I mean, you know, speaking of KVLY and Valley News Live is the people that put this whole refugee conversation on the map in this community. So we've helped, obviously, put that on the map, and Dave sort of said, okay, I'm going to take it this direction. So then there's no way is it a smear on Commissioner Pepcorn. We're just basically asking people, hey, are people using political positions for profit? And we didn't say that he is. We didn't say that he isn't. We just posed the question, if you look at the data, and then you can go, okay, I'm okay with this, or you know what? Maybe it would have been better if Commissioner Pepcorn would have recused himself.
But the two are not connected, is my point. And, you know, in other words, the caller is saying this is part of the effort to get Dave Pepcorn for doing what he's doing. And you're rejecting that. And what are you chatting about with Doug Burgum tonight?
Governor Burgum is the kind of person you could sit down and talk to for, you know, an hour or more about what's happening in the state. So we hit on property taxes. Everyone's been having that conversation. Are they going up or not? He basically says, look, it's going to vary depending on your political subdivision. It could go up in some places it might not. But at the end of the day, you've got to go talk to your locals and make sure that they're not going to raise the mill. So great conversation about that. We talked about education. As you know, Governor Burgum is very in tune to, hey, for what we're putting in, what are we getting out of this deal? So we really talked about how do we get better outputs out of our education system by, you know, spending less money. Is that possible? So a lot of great stuff, as always, with Governor.
Yeah, I find the same thing about Governor Burgum. I do. He's the kind of governor that'd be on all the time because he has that much to say.
And one thing I'll share with, sorry, Scott. Watch tonight because he has a very emotional moment in the interview when asked about Dakota Access Pipeline.
All right, we'll do. Interesting. Tantalizing. You can watch it at 9:30, by the way, on West Dakota Fox. 6:30 on KX4, depending on where you are. All right. Thank you, Chris. Chat with you
later.
Thank
you, sir. Have a great day.
You bet. God bless you, folks. Come on out to Vision Bank. If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151. Or DeltaConstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.